A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's jump under the door.
Yeah, don't worry about that, Barry. Just going to go and get it. It's guests for this week's podcast. Hello. Welcome to Erskine Court. Sorry about
there
that.
You go.
I'll get rid of that for next week.
Well,
Linda, how have you been? What have you been up to?
My brain is absolutely chock-a-block.
Oh,
yes,
why is that?
It's bulging. I went back to college.
Oh, my God. Yes, tell us about
yes.
that.
Yes. So, I had a nice going back to college outfit. Wanted to make a splash.
Oh, God. What did students wear nowadays? What sort of thing?
Pretty much what they used to wear in the olden days.
Dungaree type things and DMs in my day.
Oh, sort of track slacks and baggy jeans and all that kind
of
thing.
Okay.
The 90s is very much back.
Is it?
Yes.
Right, okay, go on.
Some of the lads have got curtains even.
Oh, I see,
yeah,
I know.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So
right.
I don't feel that out of place, although they are generally, I think they know that I'm a bit older than them. I don't know how.
Why? They saw your curtains. Go on. That's not even, that's pathetic, but go on.
Because I just don't know. I think maybe I'm a little bit keener than the average bear at the moment, you know, but I know why I'm there. You know?
Well, that's the difference. You're paying. Well, they are paying, but it's
well,
probably
their mum and
parents.
Dad are paying.
That's
or,
right.
Or
yeah.
The bank's paying, let's be honest.
What do you. So, do you feel a lot older? I mean, you don't look a lot older. You're very, you know, you're a very attractive lady
very
for
much.
57.
I am not 57.
But, you
okay.
Know,
I do feel a little bit older than them
okay.
in that. Well. When I was at college the first time around, it was basically just a who'd you fancy parade, wasn't it? And now I'm just in a class full of kids.
Yes, yes.
Although some
okay.
of the lecturers, ding dong, flipping
really?
It. Oh, God, yeah. The zoology department is full of hotties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, and intellectually hot? No, they look quite...
I am quite attracted to a brain, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, pretty much at the moment, anyone who appears to be giving me any kind of emotional and intellectual stimulation,
yes.
I will consider, you know, why not?
As a general rule, intelligent people are not that attractive physically, are they? I mean, when I see a real bimbo, I go, well, you wouldn't get the intellectual stimulation, but...
But, yeah...
Yeah. Quite yeah. nice looking, you know.
Well, I don't know. I think if I find a man who's into cats, it's a rare thing. So,
okay. Well,
you know,
okay.
I'm drowning in them there, and I'm loving it.
I found when I was at college, and my friend is now, I kid you not, a Hollywood director.
Oh.
And he always used to. It's so horrible. It's so ageist. There'd be someone turning up who'd paid, you know, like you know, to go and better themselves.
He made a decision to go back, yes.
And we were all very, very young. And it was probably only in their mid to late 20s, even. And my friend Justin used to say, oh, look, someone's mum's turned up.
Oh.
Is that your mum turned up? And they're like barely older than us. But ageism is something that is very... I mean, that seems to be something that's totally acceptable.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
And they think I'm ancient, and that's cool by me. I'm not trying to be one of them. I'm
yeah.
there to, you know, learn.
To better yourself. I'm just going to see if this... I don't want to mention any names, because I know this lady listens to the podcast. She's one of my friends. And she was... Talking of ageism, she was saying about her... What she does catering, this woman.
Right,
she does catering,
yeah.
Caterers for private parties, etc. And she was saying to... She's listening listens to this now and she'll know it's her. And she said that her daughter's kind of quite right on. She was talking to her and my friend does the catering and said, oh, I'm catering for a lesbian wedding this weekend. Like, you know, I've never done that before. And her daughter went, oh, for God's sake, yes, some women love each other. What? Get over it. Yes, some lesbians get married. What's the matter with you? Okay. Oh, good, a lesbian wedding. And my friend went, all right, I'm just saying, I've never catered for that before. And the daughter went, oh, how old are these women? She went, oh, and they're 50. She went, oh, Christ, disgusting.
Oh, right, wrong kind of lesbians, was it?
Yeah, wrong kind of lesbians. Like, you can't have it both ways.
Sounds like someone was a little bit triggered at the start. Or, as the kids would say, triggered much. And then the other one would respond, mums. This is a new one I've learnt.
All right, go
mums,
on.
Mums, as in, on me mum's life. Like, for sure, definitely.
Oh, okay,
definitely.
Mums, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Because I heard that, and they were, I was sort of saying things in class, and someone went, mums, and I thought, how rude.
Yeah.
But they meant, yes, true dat. I believe that to be true.
I've got a relative of mine, and this will make you cringe. I think we even said this once before. Uh-huh. Luzzums, instead of... love you, Luzzums.
No, why?
Yeah, which has even been reduced to Lozmos. Lozmos.
I would not accept that affection, I'm afraid.
Disgusting.
Say it properly or don't bother.
Let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. Now, as you know, as well as offering advice, it might be on pets. No one has written in about the pets. But we do occasionally offer the service of reviews of haunted houses. And do you remember a while ago, the last series, we went to hauntedplaces.org for reviews?
TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor. You rather brilliantly said last time. It's only funny the once.
Okay.
But I was appalled to see this about our friends. Carl and Stuart from Most Haunted.
Oh, those two.
One of them's married to Yvette, isn't it? Carl's married to
Carl is, and isn't Stuart a relation of some kind?
I don't know, is that
I
right?
I think he might be. I know her brother was on it for a bit.
Right, okay.
Stuart was very much part of... I mean, Stuart was very unfortunate, if I remember him correctly, is that he always was being... people were throwing spoons at him.
Well, that's right. Well...
Did he get a spoon chucked?
All I know is that Carl and... I mean, Carl...
Carl is tasty with his fists,
yeah,
so be careful.
Yeah, we hold him down as a bit of a hard bastard.
Yes, isn't he like a qualified ninja or something?
He's a supernatural investigator, ninja, and all round
great guy.
Great guy, if you're listening. Anyway, I'm going to read out this review because I want to. I will read the response. But I thought this it's not maybe like from A.D. Barker. Was disappointed when they went to the Most Haunted Experience ghost hunt in Gloucester Prison. It was a few weeks back and Carl and Stuart were there and there was little to no activity. Strangely, once Carl and Stuart entered the room, things started to amp up a little. I wonder why. After stating how convenient that felt, Carl started immediately verbally attacking me, calling me a non-believer and telling me to, and I quote, grow the fuck up. Really disappointed as I love Most Haunted back in the day under Living, but these days they seem to be doing everything they can to just grab money. Will not be returning September 9th, 2021.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it? Here's the reply from Most Haunted Experience Ghost Hunts. Hi, sorry you didn't enjoy the event. However, at no point would Carl speak to anyone in such a way.
Right.
Or verbally attack anyone. Maybe he'd been entered.
Yeah,
he's
possibly.
He's the kindest person I know and has a fantastic way with our guests. Making accusations is also unfair, either on the event or off the event.
Or dragging it up on my podcast a couple of years later.
Yes, it is years off. We take these events extremely seriously. And as for money grabbing, we get so many repeat customers and our prices are very similar to other ghost hunting companies. We have higher prices to cover as well as fuel, insurance and refreshments. So we must be doing something right. I do find it coincidental that I just put a post on social media that we have 100% excellent reviews and this pops up. But as I say, sorry you didn't enjoy the event. We had no complaints on the night, including from your good self. We received excellent feedback. In fact, a lot, and that's all one word there, of guests rebooked events solely from this weekend.
Do you think this might be Yvette? Because I think she's answered that, you know, it says, Carl is the kindest person I know.
Oh, and that could she be, does love Carl.
She does love him. And he's got a fantastic way with our guests. Making accusations is also unfair. And we take these events extremely seriously. You will know that when we had Yvette on, and we must get her on this series, she does take it very, very seriously and believes it 100%.
She does, and she's a darling, and she would speak up for Carl like this, and she wouldn't have it, I'm sure. And also, I think she tried to just... Well, if it is her indeed,
yeah.
And I would imagine this might be something she would do.
Yes.
She wouldn't like this accusation of money grabbing.
No, absolutely right. And I think some of the British people going on ghost hunts, and I'm going on one soon to York.
Oh!
And we're going to put it out on this podcast with the York ghost hunt. The York hunt, isn't it? We're going to go with them. But what I want to say is, if anyone's going to be on that with us, try to be a bit bloody enthusiastic. Don't be such a wet lettuce
also,
about it.
What do you want? You seem disappointed that nothing was happening, then things started happening and you got Larry with them.
Yeah, apparently it was Carl, bastards. This is January 2019, the ancient ram inn. Wotton Under Edge from a Mr. J. Hyde. Oh, this is the British one again. Right. We dealt with the ramen, didn't we?
Yes, that has come up before, hasn't it, the ramen? We were very excited about visiting this haunted location, the ancient ram with haunted happenings, and had high expectations with an apparent reputable, highly scored ghost hunting company, only to be very disappointed.
Oh, cheer up, Mr. J. Hyde, you prick.
We ended up starting late due to a guest arriving very late, despite it stating on their email we had to be on time and it would be starting punctually.
Well, what I will say, in his defence, they don't have to start punctually, do they? No. I mean, the ghost is...
Ghost will do what it's going to do.
The ghost is there for eternity. Not fucking going anywhere, is it? There were two hosts, no medium, which I was expecting. There was an introduction at the start, and on previous places I've been with different companies, they go through a protection. Now, that's important. Mm. With you, if you feel frightened or something is going wrong, i.e. imagine you're in a bubble of white light. This was not done.
We had full group sessions to start in the barn, bloody hell.
Yeah.
The witches' rooms and the bishop's room. In the barn, I felt as if one of the hosts was deliberately knocking the floor to enable the device that monitored temperature drops and vibrations, etc. to go off.
We split into two separate groups of about eight and had the opportunity to do the Ouija board and glasswork. When we were on the Ouija board, I felt the host was continually clock watching. I asked the host if the boards were opened and closed properly with a prayer. He looked at me a bit gone out and said, "You do that by yourself by going hello and goodbye." This does sound a bit shit, actually. Clearly not experiencing the safety of using this equipment. Anyway, when we got a spirit that came through to us that started making sense and we were really engaged, he said, "Time's up. You have to go now." Totally cuts us off. I thought the whole idea was to experience these things and it would be encouraged. We were very disappointed.
We then went into the glasswork upstairs. Do you know what this is sounding like?
What?
You know, people who go to the same holiday every year,
yeah.
And then they will write a review saying, "We come here all the time and usually this happens, but on
yes.
this occasion it doesn't." Obviously, this is a different tour.
Yeah.
These are different people and they're comparing to something that happened before. It's an impossible standard.
Yes.
Although, let's
yes.
proceed.
But I mean, also, if he didn't get haunted, it's not their fault, is it?
Spirits be spirits, right?
Spirits be spirit. Thank you.
Apparently.
As no one said in history.
Spirit be spirit. Just make
spirit's
making...
gonna spirit.
Spirit going to spirit.
It sounds like it should have been, you know, someone, Jules Verne or someone,
yes.
Dickens or something.
I was trying to go for something like, "Don't hate the player, hate the game," that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Spirit be spirit,
said no one. But go on.
After I want that on a poster, actually.
Spirit be spirit. We could just make up lots of sayings that no one's ever said.
Put them on posters.
Spirit be spirit. Go on.
After these sessions, there was a break and we were allowed to do our own thing, which was very difficult concentrating or engaging as guests. We're continually walking around the building, etc., laughing and giggling and not really taking it seriously. So the complaint is now about the other people.
Oh, cheer up. The bloody... Can I just say that the Brits... Enjoy yourself. You speak to the other, you know, the Australians, the Americans. They just have a great time. For the rest of the experience, we were pretty much left to do what we wanted. One of the hosts, I felt a bit of inappropriate conversation. Can't fucking write either. Whilst talking about his ghost box app on his phone, i.e. about him and his partner he was with a couple of weeks ago, being naked and having Pornhub on his phone.
Not that you were wigging.
Overall, we were very disappointed about this night, how it was run, and felt they were just out to make money, not for the guests to enjoy their night. We'll definitely never use again.
But who does use it again? You go once, don't you?
Ridiculous. If you go to the Americans, here's one. Now, this is Jessica, and she's at the old... Oh, yeah, this is not... This is Australians. At the old Gladstone Jail, Adelaide.
Okay. We went there 2 weeks ago, roughly. We were sitting by the distillery in front of pint. They're not good with punctuation.
They're not good with writing.
They
We went 2 weeks ago.
And in front is apparently all one word. Yeah. In front of pines at about 1 a.m. when we were hearing footsteps and leaves and sticks cracking, no one was around though! !!
But at least they're enjoying themselves. This is Brand Stoneman. This is someone from Alabama, Alexis. Me and my friends went there and we started in front of building and we got chills. We knew something was going to happen. And when we go inside, but as we go inside, I had dark feelings, but I don't know why. But as we got in there, the paintings was swinging back and forth out of nowhere. I asked if it was my friends and they said no, but they got scared when I showed them until we heard footsteps.
There's no full stop so far.
Until we heard footsteps in one of the rooms, we got very scared until me and my friend saw a woman that appeared in front of us, then vanished until me and my friends left the place because we were scared.
I think that says it all.
So scared they forgot how to write.
Now, have a listen to this one. This is extraordinary.
This is the Avenue Bed and Breakfast and the testimony of Eric from July 6, 2021, 6:49 p.m. At around 3 a.m., the small window AC turned off and there was a weird sulfur smell that came and went. But the part that freaked me out the most is I felt like somebody had sat on the bottom edge of the bed. I tucked my feet up and covered my face. The AC turned back on. Another guy in our party, sleeping in another room, had the same smell and woke up to his entire toilet paper unraveled in a pile on the bathroom floor.
I think that's less girl. Someone shit themselves in the night, isn't it?
Have you ever woken yourself up with a fart?
No, but my dog was on... My dog, Miracle, doesn't like it much. Does not like... Very, very fussy. Very fussy about that.
I love it when dogs fart and then look surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was you!
This is you with your new animal psychology.
I know, yeah. That's and the whole of the module,
that's
the, I think.
Yeah, that's second term, isn't it? Dog farting. Thank God someone's dealing with that. Now it's time for Chris Lum. Ooh. And he was a very funny fella I worked with in Redcar, right up there, which is a lovely place. Up
I think they pronounce it Redcar.
Redcar, up there where they do lemon ice creams. Anyway, he's from a sketch group called The Halls of Ridiculous. Have a listen to this. I'm here at The Halt in Redcar, near Middlesbrough. I'm with Chris Lum, who is one of the acts, very, very funny, with... what's the name of your double act?
The Halls of Ridiculous.
The Halls of Ridiculous. And he's going to tell... I mean, we were just chatting about the supernatural and about spirit world, and Chris has got a story he would like to impart. Will you tell it in a spooky way? Put the spooky music on, please, Linda.
I will, yes. So, I'm from Leeds. Worked there many years in a cinema called The Odeon. It's closed down now. And we used to have loads of ghost stories there. All the staff used to be scared senseless all the time. Lots of things like carpet fitters wouldn't come back in to do carpets overnight and things like that. They saw a lady floating through the air.
Right.
But the one that really stands out is the one
here
that...
Here we go. You rather threw that away, the first
one. Yeah.
All right, go on. The one that... Something about carpet fitters or something. Don't worry, we'll erase that bit. Go on.
So me and a friend of mine, I'll call him Dave.
Call him Dave.
We were down under the cinema. So there's a cinema above us. We're in a crawl space under there, writing his names on the wall like a couple of kids messing
about.
That's
what you call it. Oh, how old were you then?
Oh, we were, you know, we were 20 odd. 20.
Okay, writing your name on the wall. Right, okay.
The cinema was closing down, so we thought, let's leave our mark down.
Got it.
But the only way to get into this crawl space was literally, like I said, to crawl through a little tunnel. Nothing else was in there.
Right, yeah.
It used to be a theatre before it was cinema, so all the, you could see all the bits where it all caved in, old dressing rooms.
Right, okay.
There was no other way in there. Yeah. I'm trying to set it up for you.
We could
hear the screen above us was screen two in there, so you know it's authentic because I know the screen.
Screen number. Two was in there. What was a movie?
It was above
or?
Us. The right. Mummy Returns was playing. That's when it.
And
was.
You sneaked in. The Mummy Returns was on.
Yeah. Well, we weren't there, so we were under the thing. That was named.
You haven't said all that. You weren't there yet.
We were there. Yep, I've said all that. Then we heard a little girl laugh. Okay. Now I heard it first. I turned to my mate and I says, "Did you hear that?" He went, "What?" Did it again, little girl, like that, little girl laughing. We absolutely, can I say, we
this out if you like.
Shit ourselves. Yeah, shit yeah. Our, on a yeah. genuinely shit ourselves. Ran up the back through the crawl space, back up to the staff room, kicked the door open. Who the hell's playing? Absolutely. You know, him and like everybody just sat there. We didn't do what we're on about. We went and watched the Mummy Returns, made sure there were no bit where there was a little girl laughing, but it sounded like it was coming from in the room. And to this day, we don't have an explanation of what happened.
Bloody hell, I've gone chilled all the way up my back.
Then, do you want the extra bit of the story? You can cut this bit if you...
Oh, that was the main bit, was it? I'm sorry, fucking hell.
That was the main bit. This is the extra bit.
Oh, sorry.
The extra bit.
Sorry, as you were.
Cut to years later, I'm with this, a lady after a night out, you know, as you do.
Yes, yes.
And I'm talking to her and...
Where were you? In the cinema?
No, this was at her house.
At her house, yeah.
Things had happened, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm with her and she went quiet and I thought...
She's dead.
Yeah, I told her the story. Told her the story that I just told you.
Yeah. Go on. And she went quiet.
And I thought, she listened to this. What? Like, you know, got bored.
Yeah.
And she went, that little girl, when you mentioned her, she's in the room.
What do you mean? She's in the room with you there?
She's in the room there. And she said, this is what she came out with. She said, she's one of your guardian spirits.
Right. I believe in that stuff, Chris. Right. So that. But just tell me, were you, you know, you in flagrante with this woman? Were you in bed, sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And she said she's here watching you now, sort of thing.
She said she's there, yeah.
How does she know it's the same girl?
Well, she said you've got a few spirits, this is what she told me.
Right.
I thought she was a lunatic. Yeah. I thought she was going to kill me, to be honest.
Yeah.
She said there's a little girl and you've got a knight as well that's stood there.
Really? Yeah. Well, it does happen. People do have spirit guides. What was the knight there in his armour going, go on, son, get in there, you dirty bastard.
I found it a bit creepy that also there watching you, to be honest.
Go on, give me one for me, Chris, come on. Is it like that?
Yeah, and then the next day I was at work.
Shove this mouth up her! Shove this mouth up her!
Next day I'm at work, this lady rings me, she goes, you've left something here, and I'm thinking, oh, I've left my keys, my wallet, what? She goes, you've left your spirit, you better come and get her.
You're having me on.
And I said, you can keep her.
Oh, Christ.
Keep her, my bullet.
Well, you know, a spirit will find you, will be able to find you.
Mm.
What an extraordinary story, Chris. It quite nerve-wracking, really. And so you were quite glad to see the back of that lady.
Yeah, and the spirit.
Did you see the back of her on that night? I expect you did, probably. Probably, yeah. All right, and the buttocks. Right, good night. Thank you very much, Chris. That was a spooky story. 8 out of 10, thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to boll&branch.com today Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sticking with the theme of animals and animal behaviour, spooky or not, we go now to the Daily Express.
My first thought on this, reading this headline, is that someone can't spell.
Well, the Daily Express can't. I mean, they want to write welcome all refugees, but they end up writing, kick them all out. It's extraordinary, isn't it? It's ghost of rude masturbating monkey, spelt wrong, the masturbating bit, shocks visitors to stately home in Dorset. Genuine.
Would, wouldn't it?
This is genuine from August the 5th, 2016.
But can we just do a quick side panel on masturbating monkeys?
Oh, yeah.
I got taken on a date once to Monkey World.
Okay. Stop the music! Stop the music!
Now, in the run-up to this, I'd always wanted to go because I'm quite a fan. You know, I'm into zoology.
Go on.
And I'm quite a fan of the Monkey World television show, which has been going for some time. Yeah. I was very upset when Jim died.
Did you rename it Spunky World? Is that the end of the story?
It is now.
Oh, right, go on.
So, the gentleman I was with said, just so you know, you've got a hard act to follow because last time we went, one of the monkeys looked straight at my date and rubbed one out.
Really?
Bloody so, attracted to ha, 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 I thought, oh, how funny. Well, some of them are attracted to humans because they've been lab monkeys, so they've not known any different. God knows what they were doing in the bloody labs.
Right, okay, yeah.
So...
Well, I imagine if they're in the labs and it's someone like Rimmel London or one of these makeup companies...
That's not a makeup test you need, is it?
Who are testing on them. They're probably very attracted to some of them. A nice orangutan with some lipstick on and some eyeshadow. Fucking hell.
Oh, this works.
Oh, this is great. No, I'm not talking about the... monkeys being turned on by other monkeys.
Oh, right. They're like a bit of lippy.
Yeah,
okay, that might have been it. So I was thinking, oh, ha, ha, how very funny. Also rude. And then as we went round, nothing happened. And I thought, oh, they don't fancy me. And then we got to this particular enclosure and there was this little monkey in there. And not only was he knocking one out, he also...
Well, had his finger up his bum.
He was so flexibly managed to self-fillate.
They can. And if you... It's that old joke, isn't it? Why do dogs do that? Because they can.
Because they can. So he was doing that. I mean, he couldn't have done more to himself, really. And so I considered that a win. I'd beaten the previous date.
I have always said this about you, Linda. Okay, your fella left you and all that, but when it comes to marsupials... You can do a lot worse. They do fancy you.
I must give off some sort of pheromone.
I imagine you turning up at
this monkey jumped up and down first, then started like that, and then went to, well, to dinner time.
I imagine a monkey, if you go, you of a weekend or bank holiday at Spunky Monkey World, turning up, and there's, I don't know, a chip with one of those pink bottoms. Looking at you, you do yourself up. You look nice, you know. Knocking one out with a banana up his ass. I imagine that's very... anyway,
so... Anyway, do support Monkey World. It's a great charity.
Do support. It's a wonderful charity. And anyway, right, listen.
But some of the inmates really do need a lesson in decorum.
They need... Because they do need... If you are in... You are a monkey and you're essentially behind bars. It's just like human beings. They do need some kind of intellectual stimulation, don't they?
I felt like that one was like, you want a show? I'll give you a show.
I mean, it's only wanking or flinging your feces about, isn't it, that they can do? Have you seen that? Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Have you seen that clip where there's an old lady and they're all looking at the monkeys and the monkey flings some shit and it hits her on the nose?
No!
Oh, my God.
I must look that up.
Oh, my God. It's so appalling. And the poor woman looks round and genuinely...
Well, she gives you a little look to camera, like James Finlayson.
She looks... You've got... Please tell me you've seen it, everyone. It's absolutely classic. Anyway, masturbating monkey. Put the spooky music on. Put the spooky music on, please.
Okay. The Phantom of the Chortling Chimp. Okay, technically, that's not a monkey, that's an ape.
Okay, well, whatever. It looks like a monkey.
Swings from
the
rafters.
Swings like a monkey, wanks like a monkey. In my book, that's a monkey.
The Phantom of the Chortling Chimp swings from the rafters while scratching his privates, huge beam on his face.
Oh, dear.
But his rude antics at historic Athelhampton Hall aren't putting people off as if they would.
Right. Holidaymakers flock to catch a glimpse of the naughty but nice spectral wanna be like you, woo-hoo. So
no, that's a stretch.
But you can see it's a ghost of a monkey, is that right? Yes. Couples even clamour to have their marriages held there, even though they might get the spooky ape grinning and pleasuring himself in the background in their wedding
photo. We've all got that family member. Oh,
we've all got that. Now his antics have helped the hall to be named as one of the most haunted houses in England. It's on the list of 9 spooky properties drawn up by We Buy Any Home, including ones that got a wanking monkey in it. The 15th century house near Dorchester, Pornchester more like, was originally built by the Martin family, whose family crest was a monkey sitting on a tree stump. That can get you there as well, I think.
The family motto was, he who looks at Martin's ape will look at him. Bit shit, really. Yeah. And since then, the ghost of Martin's ape has haunted the house. One tourist who visited recently, 41-year-old dad of 3, I'm glad we know his fatherly status, John Morrison of Derby, said, "We heard that monkey, which haunts the house, loves to scratch his privates while swinging around. We didn't see him, which is a shame, because it would have been a real sight. Apparently, he's not terrifying. Quite friendly is what we heard," added John. A printer, again, more detail, who visited with wife Helene, 38, and their children while on their summer holidays. God, and the kids.
Oh, God. Have you ever been... I know you said you... Well, you just said you've been to a monkey sanctuary.
Yes.
What's worse is when they get old... Turn the music off
yes.
a second. Do you know when they come up? Like, we went to Bali some years ago, and there's these little bastards, they're frightening.
Yeah.
They get hold of you, they can scratch you, can bloody hurt you. Well,
isn't that why Jacko got rid of Bubbles?
Why?
Because he went like, he was cute, wearing the soldier outfit, and then all of a sudden he was violent.
Oh, he was, is it?
And horny.
What have you been doing, Michael, you dirty bastard?
No, I will not wear the soldier costume. Fuck off.
Oh, come on, Bubbles. Have some ice cream.
My name is Bob.
You little bastard.
Anyway, and also, have you seen that film Nope with Jordan Peele?
No, what's that?
Do yourself a favour, everyone. There's a scene in it. It's all about, there's a kid who sort of in the 70s or 80s took part in a television show which had a monkey in
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
And they show a bit where, and it's pretend, it's fiction, but they show
Thank
a
goodness,
bit.
Thank goodness, I was starting to get very worried.
And the monkey goes mad and basically rips off the head of the parents. It is deeply, deeply shocking.
If you've ever watched a wildlife documentary about chimps and monkeys, they are sods to each other. They do kill each other's babies.
Oh, they are bastards. Yeah. It's all very well.
And then they'll shag over. It's like, I'm going to take control of this troop and they'll shag everyone.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Don't David Attenborough's sitting there going, oh, weren't they lovely, the monkeys. Mm. These bastards, they really are.
That's what I want to see, that documentary. And look at these bastards.
Look at this monkey here. He's tried it on with his fellow monkey's monkey wife. Who wouldn't be turned on by this Mary Quant eyeshadow that she is wearing?
Mary Quant, you just dated yourself.
I literally can't think of any Rimmel London.
Yeah, live the London look.
Rimmel London. It'd take you long enough, but you could have a go. Anyway, that's horrible, isn't it? What a horrible joke.
Oh, disgusting.
And anyway, listen, what I want to say is, while we're talking about monkeys, let's go again to Professor Joseph Lavens, who's with another person he wants to ask this week about recent sightings.
This week in our series of reports on UFOs, we learned a number of things. That not everybody who sees a UFO is crazy, that our government has lied about UFO information, that it's withheld UFO files, and even spied on UFO witnesses.
Are extraterrestrials making contact with Earth, or is it something else?
And yes, he believes that beings from other planets have been intimate with him.
While the United States officially denied investigating UAPs...
After more unidentified objects...
First, there were 3 glowing orbs, and then there were 5.
Hello, may I speak to Sergeant David Kiley, is it?
Derek Kiley, but hi.
Derek Kiley, I beg your pardon. Mr. Kiley, my name is Professor Joseph Lavens. I sent you an email concerning UAPs.
A little vague as to what you wanted, but yeah, I got your email.
I wanted to speak to someone. I have been speaking to a number of people in my research on the subject of UAPs, possible incursion into UK airspace, and I was given your name here at RAF Coningsby.
Okay, I will do what I can to offer what I can.
Okay, can I ask you about this? There was a sonic boom this past week. I know, I'm sure you've spoken to the press about it. I just want your take on what happened, because I'm told a number of people are putting it down to RAF, aerial bomb equipment, and I wondered what your take on it is.
Yeah, pretty much what happened. The sonic boom is rare over the UK. Right. And does require authority, and it's usually when an unidentified aircraft, an aircraft that's not responding to radio calls, enters UK airspace.
Right.
They would try and make initial contact. They would then contact High Wycombe, who would then give the order for sonic boom. Right. And then what's called the quick reaction alert, which is in this instance, there are two in the UK, but in this instance, at RAF Coningsby, they launched. They would launch two Typhoon FGR-4s, and then they'd have authorization to sonic boom, and they intercepted the aircraft over St. Albans,
right.
Which a Dash 8 flight from Iceland to Nairobi, and I believe it was refueling at Southend, and it had just lost its radios.
Okay. I want to stop you there. What about the theory that I've been investigating? It was nothing like a commercial plane that they were intercepting. It was, in fact, a UAP. What's your take on that, sir?
Well, I'm not too sure about that. All I know is that it was identified by its unique beacons on the aircraft as a Dash 8 flight.
Okay. Excuse me, sir. I've got two words for you: Rendlesham Forest. Rendlesham Forest.
Okay.
What's your take on that? A celebrated UFO sighting in Britain, Russia, 1989. Sir.
Okay. I tend to just deal with what I know, and that's what I know. I'm a sergeant air traffic controller.
How about this, sir? How about I play you this? Okay, just listen to this. This is evidence. Okay, listen to this.
What is that baby doing?
I don't know. It may look like it's moving around.
I see two of them. Moving to the west, slowly. Whoa. What's going on up there? There's two of them.
Okay, and this is a Chinese lady shouting, and you tell me what she saw. This is proof, sir. What do you? How about that, sir? Pretty conclusive.
I really don't know what to make of that. I don't know what to say. I'm not sure conclusive would be the word I would use, but...
But you heard those people, right? You heard them.
I heard the audio that you played me, yes.
Right, okay.
Okay, I tend to just deal with what I know, and that's what I know. I'm a sergeant air traffic controller.
Right, okay. Can I just say this to you, sir? It is my contention... I know that it's your job to obfuscate, be disingenuous, take people off the scent of this stuff, but it is my contention, sir, that 200,000 years ago, before we were Homo sapiens, that an alien came down from outer space and done it with a monkey on Earth. Stuck his dinkle up a monkey's vag, and that's how human beings came about, sir.
Right, okay.
He done it with a monkey. He done it up a monkey's bum-bum, a front bum-bum. And that's what happened.
Okay. I can only...
Done it with a monkey. That's how we came about. I think you know that. I think you've been briefed to brief against people like me about that. Stuck it up a monkey's fan.
I don't know anything about that. I'm an air traffic controller.
Okay.
The aircraft are the only things I can control.
That's how human beings come out. Okay, sir. Thank you. Good day.
With our thanks to Sergeant Kylie, who was speaking totally independently of RAF Coningsby. Now that we've come back from Professor Joseph Leavens, we wanted to apologise. Do you remember we said, didn't we? What did we say last
time? Well, last time we said, oh, we think we're getting a bit too rude. Let's try and tidy things up.
And yeah.
This is not part of the plan, was
no,
it, today?
I'm sorry about that, the masturbating monkeys and all that.
Rimmall London.
It's disgusting. And, it reminds me, that joke reminds me of my dear friend. What's his bloody name? Oh, God, I can't even remember his name, so we won't say it. But his joke is, and I'll tell his name later when I remember it,
okay,
is Bone China. It'll take you long enough. That's probably where I got that. Anyway,
dear.
Sorry, everyone. If there are any little people or monkeys listening, please cover their ears and go... And that's not them laughing, that's them being appalled. Please take them out of the room. This week, I met a lovely comic up in Middlesbrough called Howard Anstock. Have a listen to his spooky story. I'm here with Howard Anstock. We are up in some godforsaken place in the northeast, and he's just absolutely ripped the bloody place up. He's been doing his comedy, but he did want to tell me some spooky stuff because he knows that I am a man. Well, I'm in touch with the paranormal, I'm in touch with the other side, aren't I, Howard? Tell me what you've experienced.
When I was a child, the house...
Spooky music, please.
When I was a child, the house that I grew up in had a small landing with a door on either side.
Yeah.
And
Sell it to me. Jesus Christ.
Well, it was a 70s house with a pitched roof.
Yes.
Swirly carpets.
I don't mean literally sell it to me. Sell the bloody story. I don't need to know what the rates are or anything, what the local schools are like. Sorry about this, everyone. Go on.
And at night, when I would go upstairs to get ready for bed...
Yes.
I would...
Slower.
I would leave the bedroom and then put my hand round the door and turn the light off and then run straight down the stairs as quick as I could.
Why? Why, Howard?
Because I always used to feel somebody was peering round the bedroom door looking at me.
A ghostly figure or a human being?
A ghostly figure.
Did you have any sense of what that figure might be, Howard?
No. I always just used to imagine just a face peering round the door frame.
Right. 5 out of 10. Now, you've got another one you wanted to tell me. It was much better than this on stage, trust me. Go on, Howard, what was the other one you're going to tell me? This is spooky. Go on.
So when I was a child, we lived in a large, stately home that...
No one likes to show off, fucking hell.
That was a boarding school.
Yeah.
And one night, my brother had ran on ahead and was in deep conversation just out of sight of us. And as we reached him, my mum questioned who he was talking to. And my brother said, "This little girl here." Mm. And then immediately turned to look at her and said, "Oh, she's not there." But the size of the car park, she wouldn't have been able to have run away in that time without us seeing her.
Do you think that that was a ghost? I mean, presumably, was it a boarding school for boys and girls?
Yeah.
So it could have been a little girl, but you looked and there was no one there?
No, there was nobody there.
Did your brother ever say anything about that afterwards, or...?
He doesn't remember it. So, but
I don't think my listeners are going to remember it much after this either, Howard. You won't believe it. They absolutely loved him just now. This is, it's hopeless, isn't it, Howard, really? Anything else?
I suppose so. A friend of my mum's lived in a haunted...
This better be good. Go on. Christ's sake.
A friend of my mum's lived...
There's no need to just make them up now. Fucking hell. Go on.
A friend of my mum's...
Yeah, live.
I'm not sure this will come out as...
It won't come out, mate. Trust me, it's not going to go on. Go on.
My mum's friend had a house that was haunted and would often report seeing an elderly lady sat in the corner of the kitchen.
Right.
And used to feel as though they weren't wanted in the house.
Right.
And one day when she was out doing gardening, somebody pushed her into the flower bed.
Pushed her into the flower bed, yeah.
But when she turned around, there was nobody there.
Right, OK. Well, I think we'll leave it there, Howard. It was wonderful speaking to you. Don't come on the show again. Thank you so much, Howard. From chat It's Fate magazine.
Oh, sadly, the golden years.
The golden years, sadly, no longer. It's been discontinued. But they didn't see their fate coming, which was to be axed. This is a little warning, because we did think we'd been a little bit flippant. Well, I thought this. Linda couldn't give two hoots.
No, I couldn't give.
But I couldn't give a monkey's to anyway, very much a monkey episode this week,
isn't it? It is, isn't it?
Very
yes.
much so. I thought I would warn you, really, about the dangers of messing with the supernatural.
Yeah.
Killer Ghosts is the title. The Evil Dead. Can ghosts actually murder the living? Please put the spooky music on.
Here you go.
Thai terror. This is from all over the world, various stories. In Thailand, right, belief in ghosts is popular and enduring. Spirits are known as fee. And many are evil and deadly. In 2013, inhabitants of a Thai village called the Sawang blamed a malevolent spirit called the Pi Mai Mei, or Widow Ghost, for the deaths of 10 men.
Oh, bloody hell. She returned in 2018 to the remote Thai village of Nakhon Phanom, this time taking the lives of 5 fit and healthy young men. The widow ghost is said to prey upon houses which only have a single son, seducing young men and taking their souls back to the underworld with her. But she can be repelled by a red shirt hung outside the front door.
In Nakhon Phanom, anxious wives persuaded their husbands to wear women's clothes and makeup at night to avoid falling into her clutches. Mm. So,
who told you that story? Was it the men?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I have to wear this. It's a ghost.
It's self-preservation. I hate it, obviously. But that makeup is beautifully done.
Oh, yeah, what? And them shoes, those high heels, them stilettos. Yeah, you have to wear those. It's the ghost.
Yeah,
what, that club you go to with all your friends? Yeah, I have to.
This is not what it looks
it's
like.
It's not what it looks like. It's the ghost made me do it. Now, this is one a little bit nearer to home.
Yeah.
This is really unfortunate. You know when people say, don't mess with the supernatural? This is absolutely, could not be more of a textbook.
It must be the bane of your life, people dabbling in these things.
It is.
Because actually,
amateurs.
You're an expert.
I'm an expert. But this is a really obvious one. You don't have to be an expert at this.
Right.
Tell it with a twist. There is one confirmed and documented death that occurred as a result of a ghost. But the story has a twist. In 1803, several people living in the Hammersmith area of London claimed to have been violently attacked by a ghost, which they believed to be a spirit of a suicide victim.
On the 3rd of January 1804, a member of one of the armed patrols set up to investigate the reports shot and killed a bricklayer called Thomas Millward. The unfortunate Millward was wearing white overalls, the uniform of his trade.
Fairly short-sighted, but in white,
I know.
White overalls. We better shoot him. He looks like a ghost. The perpetrator, James Smith, was tried for murder and found guilty, although his death sentence was commuted to 1 year's hard labour. The ghost... This is ridiculous.
This is
the ghost turned out to be a man called Graham, who had been dressing up in a white sheet to scare his apprentice.
Oh, right. So this is what the magazine says. So although a ghost was responsible for the death... No, it wasn't. It was someone dicking about. It wasn't a spirit at all, and it was, of course, a living person who pulled the trigger, so...
That's not so much
not
a ghost...
twist, is it?
It's not really a ghost story with a twist. It's more just some idiot.
Yeah.
Fairly short-sighted, literally.
A prank gone wrong.
It makes you wonder about. Remember the craze for dressing up as you know Pennywise the clown and
yeah.
all that.
Although I never saw one, did you?
No, I didn't. But I mean, you know, they know they're frightened of me. These people, they know that I do have abilities.
Yeah, don't want to mess, do they?
They don't want to mess with me. But you know, it's a good. You know, if you're going to get shot for wearing bloody white overalls. If you're going to dress up as a clown...
Watch out, dentists. Watch out anyone else
yeah,
that wears
that's
white.
Right. Anyone else who wears white. Tottenham Hotspur.
Brides.
Brides. That's...
Chefs.
All right, I know. What about Hattie Jakes in most carry-on films? We're wearing a great big white sort of, you know...
Fair enough, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. If you saw her, she would be a ghost, so that kind of undermines
that
whole argument.
Absolutely right. Well, we've come to a juddering halt again this week. Thank you for joining us. So sorry about the monkey stuff. It was disgusting.
That's nature.
Well, it's not. That's Linda, is what I was going to say. Ladies and gentlemen, join us again next week where there'll be lots more fun. Until next time, Linda, what are you going to be doing now?
No monkeys.
No monkeys! Linda will not be doing any monkeys. Lots of love, everyone. We'll see you next time. Namaste! dear, another show. My thanks to Linda Pollock, Air Traffic Control at RAF Coningsby, Chris Lum, Howard Anstock, and that was about it, wasn't it? But thank you most of all to you guys for joining us again this week. Thank you to our patrons. Why don't you join bloody Patreon? Patreon.com/ Clinton Baptiste. And if, I tell you what, if you are any of those patrons, you have a special offer. Yes, Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast, recorded as live. Come and see us recording the podcast at the 100 Club, 100 Oxford Street, Sunday, June the 25th. You know, listen, if you look up on Patreon, you'll see how to get discounted tickets. See you there. Namaste!
Whoa, what's going on up there?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You all right? Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/ Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.